That forum on Wednesday is hosted by the Orange County Democratic Party. There are a lot of forums coming up for Carrboro candidates, Chapel Hill candidates, school board candidates, and a whole lot more. And we're getting the word out about all of them over the course of the next few weeks. A number of them are hosted or co-sponsored by the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. Anna Richards heads up the chapter here in Chapel Hill Carrboro. She joins us now in the studio. How are you?
Doing great, thanks, and thanks for that great information about the school board race. And we are collaborating, the NAACP is collaborating with the League of Women Voters and the PTA Council to co-sponsor a forum for candidates running for election. So one of the things that's nice about our forum is that it's scheduled for Monday, October 16th at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. So that will be after the filing period. So if there are new candidates who file next week, October 2 through 6, when that special filing period is open, they will not be in, clearly won't be in the forum this week or next week,
right.
But they will
unless
be.
Unless they show up and ask really pointed questions from the audience,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, but for the forum on the 16th, by then all candidates should be identified and therefore able to participate. So that it's when it initially came up scheduling-wise, we thought it was a little late. But given this new filing period, it might be a great opportunity for folks
really well, yeah.
to get a chance. I do want to say that a lot of the you only have so much time, and so we are along with other sponsors trying to get people to submit questions in advance. So. A lot of them are going to come from these advanced questions. So there's a deadline out there, I think it's October 8th, to submit mm-hmm. questions. So really invite people, get your questions heard. And as I think everybody knows, there are currently 5 candidates for what was 3 positions. And 2 incumbents mm-hmm. and 3 folks who are running for the first time. So
where can people go to submit questions? Where's the best place?
We'll have a link on our website. This link is really hard to. It's not an easy link. If they go to forums and see the one on the 16th, mm-hmm. there'll be a link there.
Okay.
So there will be a link on the forum for Chapel Hill City School Board of Education. And there'll be a link there, and it's open until October 8th.
And again, Chapel Hill Carrboro, naacp.wordpress.com is the website. So go there. You don't have to remember the whole address. Just do a Google search for Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up. Go to forums, and you'll get the link there. And I'm moderating that one, right?
You are. We're excited about that.
I'm excited
Definitely.
About that. It's going to be a good conversation,
Definitely.
Especially with the fact that we don't know who the candidates are
yet. That's right. That's right. So
it goes.
Rare opportunity. And, I think if someone is really interested, and I think this year with all the political discussion going mm-hmm. on, maybe more interest than in some other years, it's a great opportunity really to get your name in the hopper.
Yeah, and it really does filter down. We're speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP. With local election season, we're starting to ramp up, but it being 2017 and this week in particular, but every week in particular in this case, everyone is focusing on the big national issues. You've got healthcare in the news. You've got possibly tax reform in the news. You've got Puerto Rico, which they're still recovering from. And the fact that that's not in the news as much as you would think it would be or should be is this is something that I've been saying. It's the real travesty this week is the fact that Congress is spending all of its time focusing on a health care bill that never had any chance of passing. Donald Trump is spending all of his time on Twitter yelling at football players for exercising their right to protest. Meanwhile, there's 3.5 million people who are without power and struggling to survive in Puerto Rico, which apparently politicians in Washington are doing nothing about or caring very little about. But everyone is talking about that issue. And then there are the protests at the NFL with more and more players who are taking a knee. Last weekend, I think, in opposition to Donald Trump, but every other weekend speaking out against racism and persistent racial inequity in American society. So what is your take now on that issue?
Well, I just invite your listeners. I asked you when I came in, and you know, I only have a few minutes, and there is one other thing I do want to mention. But I invite your listeners to go read the Star Spangled Banner, all three verses in full. We only sing the first verse. I did that out of curiosity this week, and I was shocked, as is underlying so much of our American history. The War of 1812 involved slaves fighting on behalf of the British because they could win their freedom. And so there's some direct references to what happened to those folks. And I just, it'll be a nice exercise. I was stunned. So I'll just tell people to do that. I really think it's about folks having the right to peacefully demonstrate. And if we can, if some leaders can find the good and the righteous in white supremacists who end up with someone dead, to not be able to find a modicum of goodness in folks who are peacefully protesting and calling them SOBs and asking that their livelihood be cut off, it's stunning. And I, you know, whether or not individually we might take that action to protest something is beyond the point. It's that folks have a right to peacefully express their First Amendment rights.
Yeah, people have been saying that, and I think that's a really good point. Another good point that I've been hearing is that a flip side, if someone wants to say, well, that's it, because all these players are taking a knee, I'm going to turn off the channel and not watch football anymore, that's also your prerogative.
Sure.
And hey, maybe the $150 that you would spend on a football game, you might actually put that to better causes,
right,
like donating to Puerto Rico relief. But if that's the last straw for you, someone said this on social media, I thought this was a really good point, it's entirely up to you if you want to do that, but if that's your last straw, after all of the controversies about domestic violence, sexual assault, mistreatment of animals, just the insidiousness of money in the whole business, all of the studies that have come out about CTE and injuries and concussions and things like
shocking.
That. If this, after all of that, is your last straw, that's fine, but that says more about you than it says about the NFL.
Indeed. Yeah. One more thing. I know I don't have a lot of time,
but you got time.
There was a notification of purge of the town of Chapel Hill's public housing trespass list. So I'm part of a town council called the Justice in Action Committee. And a number of other folks in our criminal justice arena who have really been working. The public housing has a list of people who, for whatever reason, over time have been trespassed, which means they can't go on the grounds of public housing property. And they have been on the list. There really wasn't a clear path to get your name off the list. There were dead people on the list. I mean, this list has been around for a long time. So there is a process where you can request to be removed from that trespass list by going to the Housing Administrative Offices, which is located at 317 Caldwell Street in Chapel Hill. You have to get this form and fill it out not later than Friday, October 13th, and they're going to remove people effective November 1st. So this is being purged because some people have been on the list for a long time. They're really working now to have a more fair and transparent system. And the city and they're really looking at, you know, how do we handle trespass in the neighborhoods? And so if you know anybody who's on that list, or if you're on the list, you have an opportunity to request to be removed through this process. And this is the first time, I don't know how long, if ever, that there's been this opportunity. So it's an impact to families. If you have a grandmother who lives in public housing and you're on the trespass list, you literally cannot go visit your grandmother. Mm. And, you know, it's caused children to not be able to go, you know, adult children to not be able to go home. And so I did want to make sure people are aware of that, that opportunity. Again, they can go to the Housing Administrative Office on Caldwell Street. They've got to get that information done by October 13th, so a couple weeks, and then it's effective November 1st if your request is accepted.
Will there be another chance to do this, or is this a one-time thing?
Well, I think what the new process will do is set up a way for people to get off at some regular interval.
Okay.
I don't know what that regular interval might be, and the new process will have a clear method for how people get on and how people get off. So they're working. There's been a group of people in town, including the police department and the housing authority and others, our organization and others, working to have a fair and open, transparent process. So
sounds good. Is that on the town's website too?
It should be on the town's website.
Townofchapelhill.org.
Townofchapelhill.org. That's
right.
Where it is.
Sounds good. All
okay.
Right. So anyone who's affected by this, get on the town's website and get more information about that. But again, you got until October 13th, right? That's the
deadline?
That's
correct.
All right.
That's correct.
Honor Richards, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.